News. I'm Jim Bertel. There's been an outpouring of support from around the globe for the family of retired NBA great Kobe Bryant, who was killed in a helicopter crash just outside of Los Angeles, California. His 13-year-old daughter also died in the crash. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Some of the comments are accompanied by photos of Bryant and his daughter Gianna with the letters RIP. Others show the two dressed in uniform, walking away into the clouds under a basketball net. One Chinese basketball player took to a microblogging site to praise Bryant for teaching him the value of persistence. Another wrote, "Your willpower has inspired a generation. Thank you. I hope there is basketball in heaven." Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial enters a pivotal week on Monday as his lawyers resume their defense. AP Sagar Magani reports.
As the president's lawyers continue presenting their case, the debate over whether to hear from witnesses has taken a twist. The New York Times reports drafts of former National Security Advisor John Bolton's book say the president said he wanted to keep withholding military aid from Ukraine until it started investigating Joe Biden. The revelation has Democrats renewing demands that Bolton and others testify. The Senate will vote this week on allowing witnesses. If it fails, the key vote could then follow quickly on whether to remove the president from office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Turkey is calling off rescue operations in eastern areas hit by Friday's earthquake after emergency workers recovered the body of a final person they were searching for in a collapsed building. This brings the death toll to 41. Authorities say the magnitude 6.8 earthquake that struck Friday night also injured more than 1,600 others. At least 45 survivors have been pulled out of the rubble alive. From Washington, this is VOA News. China is expanding its sweeping efforts to contain a viral disease by extending the Lunar New Year holiday to keep the public at home and avoid spreading infection as the death toll rises to 81. The spread of the illness is being watched around the globe. The virus outbreak is having an impact on global tourism. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
With tens of millions of Chinese ordered to stay put and many others opting to avoid travel as the new coronavirus spreads, tourism around the globe, and particularly in Asia, is taking a heavy hit during one of the biggest travel seasons, the Lunar New Year. China has now extended the week-long holiday by an extra 3 days to February 2 to help prevent the epidemic from spreading further. While in Thailand, a favourite tropical destination for Lunar New Year travel, officials estimate potential lost revenue to be at about $1.6 billion. Other China neighbours are feeling the impact too. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former military chief Benny Gantz, his challenger in early March elections, are set to have separate meetings today at the White House, where President Trump is expected to share details of his long-awaited plan for resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Violence between Iraqi security forces and anti-government protesters continues today. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports security forces in Baghdad fired tear gas to disperse crowds.
Two protesters were shot dead by unidentified gunmen in Iraq late Sunday. The security forces began a crackdown on anti-government demonstrations that have dragged on for months. At least 75 protesters were wounded in clashes in the city overnight. Unrest also resumed in Baghdad on Monday morning, where police fired tear gas at demonstrators. The protests began in Baghdad on October 1st against the largely Iranian-backed government and quickly turned violent. Nearly 500 people have been killed in the unrest. Demonstrators have demanded that all parties and politicians be removed.
That is Reuters' Francis McGuire reporting. A plane crashed in a Taliban-controlled area of Afghanistan Monday, and U.S. officials are working to confirm reports that it was an American military aircraft. A Taliban statement said the plane went down in Ghazni province and there were no survivors. A spokesman for U.S. Central Command says it remains unclear whose aircraft was involved in the crash. Survivors of the Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp gathered Monday for commemorations marking the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the camp. Most of the 1.1 million people murdered by the Nazi German forces at the camp were Jewish. For more on any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com. Or for news on the go, be sure to download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA 1.